We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier Mail. Queensland is being urged to open more gas fields to keep Australian lights on, with the Federal Resources Minister touting more supply as the best solution amid the global energy crisis. A recent report shows Australia is facing a very concerning gas shortage in 2023, with Resources Minister Madeleine King reiterating the government should take whatever steps are needed to avoid a repeat of the electricity market meltdown in June. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app at your app store. A man alleged to have murdered his girlfriend and her son in a frenzied attack with a long-handed kitchen knife and a meat cleaver can be revealed as the chef of an inner-city restaurant. Wei Feng Huang was the chef, director and secretary of Caxton Street's Ban Thai Fusion, which was owned by his alleged victim, Jifeng Eileen Lu. Miss Lu and her son, Sam, were found dead in their Stretton home on Monday morning after Huang allegedly phoned 000 asking for help. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The peak body representing Queensland councils has called for other failed Crime and Corruption Commission cases against mayors and councillors to be reviewed after an inquiry recommended widespread changes to the watchdog. Former Logan councillor Trevina Schwartz has revealed she and others were considering seeking compensation after they were wrongly charged with fraud by the CCC in 2019. And Australia's swimming golden girl, Emma McKeon, has shared some adorable photos of her romantic getaway with fellow Commonwealth Games star and boyfriend, Cody Simpson. The couple that everyone is watching jet-setted to Venice in Italy this week for a well-deserved break after cleaning up in the pool at the Birmingham Games. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.